Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Today we have the version 8.1 patch notes. We are definitely going to separate these out because just the Battle Royale patch notes seem to be pretty long themselves. So we'll do the patch notes separately for each game mode. This one will be the Battle Royale episode. Let's go over the general notes first. Fortnite always likes to put the general notes after all the rest of the patch notes, so I want to make sure we hit the general patch notes in this episode. So here's the general stuff. This is really short. UI, new UI added support for players' surveys. Bug fixes, the dead zone menu, fix an issue where the initial values on PS4 and Xbox didn't match the circle size. They fixed a stepping precision issue with quantity selection slider that gets used when recycling, transferring, dropping multiple items for the resources with large values. For social, when in a party or team, your members are now shown in the social panel. For performance, scalability levels which disable ambient occlusion now reduce skylight intensity. This makes lighting contrast between shadowed and lit areas more consistent across scalability levels. For known issues, head over to the Fortnite Community Issues Trello board, and again, there is a link to click in the patch notes themselves, and now you can get to the patch notes in the game themselves. There is a link that you can press that will link you out to the patch notes. Of course, the patch notes are always posted in the Daily Fortnite Discord, so always go check there as well. Okay, next thing we're going to do, of course, is go over the Battle Royale patch notes again. There's a lot of stuff that has been changed, added, some new tournaments coming up. I'm very excited to go over these with you in just a moment. All right, now let's get into these Battle Royale patch notes. What's new? The baller. Keep the good times rolling. Combine your boost and grapple to perform unbelievable feats with the newest vehicle addition to Battle Royale. Vending machines, here's a big change. These convenient machines now dispense things free of charge, but only provide one item or weapon before disappearing. Here's the details, guys, on weapons and items. Baller, it is a single seat vehicle, is found at expedition outposts and around pirate camp loot stashes. Use the attached scrappler and boost functionality to pull yourself up cliffs or swing through trees. The driver is protected from damage, but the baller is vulnerable to enemy weapon fire. It has 300 health total. So even though you're protected in there from damage, it only has 300 health, so it will come down pretty quickly. The infantry rifle, they removed common rarity. Thank you so much. I'm not one of those people that had a problem with the infantry rifle. You know, if you can hit your shots with it, it's actually a pretty decent weapon. The problem was I was finding nothing but common infantry rifles, so I'm glad they just removed that rarity altogether and we won't have to worry about getting common infantry rifles. The heavy assault rifle, they adjusted the rarity from rare, epic, and legendary to common, uncommon, and rare. The base damage for common is 36, epic 38, and common is 36, uncommon 38, and rare 40. Clingers reduce the max stack size from 10 to 6. So if you are in situations where somebody has stacked a whole lot of clingers, they won't be able to spam you for as long. So that should make some people happy. I know some people really don't like it when people were stacking up to 10 clingers in the competitive scene. But this should make it a little bit better. We'll see how it goes. Vending machines, they remove the material cost. Vending machine will be destroyed after claiming an item. Common and uncommon vending machines have been removed. They remove the mounted turret from legendary vending machines. So yeah, there you go. No cost vending machines. They are automatically destroyed after you get the item. But you know, no cost. I'm not actually a fan of this. I liked that there was different items in the vending machine and that you could spend your materials to get them, because, you know, you could always come across the vending machine. You might not always find something you liked, but you were guaranteed, if you needed items, to come across a vending machine that you could get yourself another item in a slot that you needed, and it was actually, you know, there was a risk there because you're spending your materials, and materials are very important in the game. So I'll see, we'll have to wait and see how this actually works out. But right now, I'm not liking that too much. They reduced the availability of treasure maps from floor loot 0.53% to 0.27%, and reduced the availability of treasure maps from chest loot from 3.25% to 1.65%. For bug fixes, they fixed rocket smoke trails disappearing instantly on explosion, fixed an issue where the popping audio for balloons would continue to play after using balloons to get max build height while using a vehicle. They fixed an issue where buried treasure would not auto-pick up when the auto-pickup weapons setting was enabled. They fixed an issue where buried treasure chests could be placed on the starting island. Fixed an issue where using an impulse grenade or shockwave grenade while jumping on a hoverboard causes the player to rapidly rotate. For gameplay, Battle Royale crossplay matchmaking. So here's some change-up. They combined Xbox One and PS4 pools. This requires you to opt in to crossplay. So now, when you're playing in controller lobbies, you will be playing, if you're on PS4, you know, you are PS4 players with controller before, and Xbox One was that way as well. Well, we had crossplay, that way friends who are on separate platforms could play together, and then it would go to mixed. Well, now it's automatically mixed. This requires you to opt in to crossplay. Players opting out are restricted to creative mode and playgrounds. So if you want to be playing the regular modes, you got to be opted in for crossplay. They combined mobile and Switch pools. Before, Switch players were combined with Xbox One and PS4 crossplay parties. We expect an on-average better per-game experience for both mobile and Switch players. The motivating factor is unlocking optimization potential while allowing us to run more playlists during more hours of the day while supporting more data center locations. Please provide us feedback on your experience. So yeah, I'm really excited about this to see how this changes the gameplay and how it feels. And like they said here, it's hopefully going to help the game experience itself for us console players just by being able to support more data centers, like they said here. So here's another one, guys. They reduced infinite dab duration from 12 hours to 11 hours in the front end. Just kidding. Increased infinite dab duration from 12 hours to 13 hours in the front end. Look, it's not even April Fool's yet, and we're still in March, and look, Fortnite's pulling some ribs on us here. Elimination credit is now awarded to last damager in case of logging out. Self-elimination and eliminations due to storm damage. Current threshold timer is 15 seconds. So, okay, I love this because I actually ran into this problem during the Gauntlet event. I don't know why, and I've seen some people who, you know, fancy to call themselves pros doing this. Not any of the big name pros, but there are people who, you know, on their profiles, fancy themselves as pros and calling themselves, you know, they have aspiration to be pros, but they were logging out during the event, costing people points. So now they're the person who last damaged the person who logs out is going to get points. Also, self-elimination. So if somebody purposely jumps off a cliff, or if somebody purposely runs out into the storm to get eliminated by the storm, those are now points that will be credited to the last person who damaged that player within the last 15 seconds. I think this is a good way to go about it. I was hoping that there would be some sort of way that they would make it so players could not drop out, or if they did manually try to drop out, that the player would just sit there for the next maybe 15 seconds, and then you know, they wouldn't be able to respond, and whoever was trying to eliminate them could just eliminate them. But I actually like this fix here. I wish they would also give a penalty to a player who did this, make it so, because especially these, if you are a player who gets into the final round and you're doing this, you know, you only had this last one, we only had 3 hours to do the event. So I would like it if somebody who did that sort of thing, because it is very unsportsmanlike. I would like them to get some sort of timer penalty in the lobby as well, saying, hey, you manually quit out of a game, or you manually eliminated yourself while being attacked, costing somebody a point. So I would like that to, you know, give them like 15-20 minute timer in the lobby saying, hey, you are unsportsmanlike, here's a penalty. We'll see what they do in the future. Let's keep going with the patch notes here. They added visual effects for the siphon on elimination. Players can now build as soon as they impact anything after being launched by a pirate cannon. So you'll be able to protect yourself a little bit better using those cannons now. Players can dance while holding a balloon. Added pirate cannon's audio visualizer HUD icon to be a cannon. Players automatically enter the driver's seat when entering an empty vehicle, which is nice because sometimes, you know, you would run up to a vehicle, end up, you know, in the passenger seat, and then having to cycle through it when you weren't even with anybody else. They added custom consume animations for the following items: bandages, med kit, small shield potion, slurp juice, and chug jug all have custom animations now, so I can't wait to actually play to see what each of those look like. For bug fixes, they fixed the pirate cannon collision that would block bullets for a passenger inside of the cannon, fixed pirate cannon not being able to shoot when moving backwards, fixed an issue where a player may lose functionality when shooting themselves out of a pirate cannon. They fixed the pirate cannon player impact explosion effects sometimes being delayed. They fixed an issue where pirate cannons flipped onto their side, sliding across the ground for too long. Fixed pirate cannons dealing damage to itself if fired in close quarters. They fixed an issue where players wouldn't break through structures when fired from pirate cannons at close range. This is one I actually did experience quite a few times where I would hit something and then that was close to the cannon I shot, and then instead of breaking through it, it would stop me, and then I'd have to go back to the pirate cannon, adjust the aim to not hit that structure or obstacle again. That way I could actually get where I was trying to go. Traps are no longer triggered by vehicles that are empty or carrying only friendly players. They fix an issue in extreme camera flicking situations that would cause an incorrect first shot when firing weapons. They fix an issue with the conga emote not respecting environmental surfaces like lava, so now when you try to conga, it will across lava, you will get burned. Fix an issue where a player may briefly stop their skydiving animation unexpectedly. They fix an issue allowing emote canceling during door open and close animations. They fix players holding buried treasure map upside down. I didn't ever even notice that, but that is funny. They fix an issue where pressing build and edit buttons in quick succession would enter edit mode on the blueprint piece instead of build the structure. Driftwoods no longer explode when exiting one near a mounted turret. And they fix PS4 players being unable to adjust mouse sensitivity. Alrighty, guys, let's get into the limited time mode. I'm not going to read all the notes here for this. This is one that we've had before. This is the getaway. So the basic goal of this is that there's going to be four jewels that drop around the map. You need to pick up one of your team, because it is squads, you need to go pick up one of those jewels and get it to a van and escape. The four teams that do it will be the winners. Your kills and deaths and wins are tracked in this mode, but you don't get an umbrella for getting a win in this mode. That's the important stuff you need to know. Other than that, we've had it before, and if you haven't played before, just go check it out. It's pretty straightforward and really fun to do, actually. Let's see here, for events, let's get into the events, guys. So the tournament update, gauntlet solo test event and gauntlet duo test event. So we're getting gauntlets back again. I like this a lot. They added extended session, which will run 24 hours a day and concludes on March 19th at 12 a.m. Eastern. For matchmaking will no longer wait to create a match with closest scoring players available after 8 minutes, and will now require enough players with similar scores to start. They adjusted matchmaking point expansion to increase likelihood for high-scoring players to be matched against other high-scoring players. Note, due to the playlist featuring matchmaking based on your score, the quality or availability of matches may differ at certain times of day. For updated scoring, guys, the solo, you will get plus 2 points, will now be awarded after reaching 15th place, whereas to get, you know, right now you get plus 3 points at 25th place, and then you had to get in the top 10 to get two more. So now it is top 15th, and you'll get two more placement points. For duos, they increase the bus fare from minus 2 points to minus 3 points. This is a temporary solution for a duo event granting too many points to players due to eliminations, causing an inflation of points over the course of the event. And you will see that this event did have amazingly huge numbers when it was the test event, the original test event. We had the open lobby before it was in the finals. Players were scoring, you know, the top players had somewhere like in the 800s or 900 range, I think, of points. So making minus 3 points is hopefully going to help with that, they say here. Not sure how much it's going to help, but you do get plus 2 points now awarded after reaching 7th place instead of previously 5th place. So you'll get points at 12th place, and then the next set of points will be at 7th place instead of 5th. So you'll get a little some points a little bit faster for placement. The new tournament, Scallywag Duos Cup, is March 16th and 17th, guys. This one is $100,000 in cash prizes total. We don't have all the details yet, but here we go. As a test of our prize payment systems leading into Fortnite World Cup, we'll be holding a $100,000 duos tournament on March 16th and 17th. The prize pool will be distributed across all server regions, with official rules and details released later this week. Participation in this event requires players to be in the top 3% global of either the solo or duo gauntlet test event as of 12 a.m. Eastern on March 16th. The format will be round one, all eligible players, and round two will be the top 3,000 players from round one. Alrighty, guys, here we go. Find yourself a duo partner, or if you don't have a duo partner to find right away, it says that solo players will be able to participate if you have a high enough score. So maybe if you don't have somebody to play with throughout the week, you'll get enough high enough score in solo and be able to play with other players who at least had a high enough score, is what it's making it sound like. But the official details will be dropped later this week, so we'll definitely go over those when those are dropped. But it is $100,000 total. This is across the world, so all servers will be competing against each other this time instead of each server region competing against each other. So this will be a much bigger pool, so it'll be a lot tougher to get in that top 3% and a lot tougher to get in that top 3,000 players once it gets into the finals. But very fun, very exciting. Can't wait to see them test this out. Again, sometime in April is when they are going to be doing the $1 million a week while they qualify for World Cup. So pretty neat for them to do a test event here with $100,000 total, and we can see how they plan on distributing those prizes when it gets to the big ones as well. For performance, guys, they fixed some instances of packet loss that could occur with certain ISPs that are prone to reordering UPD network packets. Find more context in the Reddit post we made last week. We talked about it here a little bit, and I posted it in the Discord at some point. So try looking for it there. If you go to the patch notes, the link is in here. They improved the file I/O performance for Xbox One. This reduces the occurrence of late streaming meshes. They fixed a regression in hitches on Switch due to GPU timing. They improve performance on Switch by reducing the likelihood of particles triggering when the day changes phases. Optimize the ship cannon, optimize UI elements for large team modes, improved performance for quick bar, fixed hitches that occur in match stat screen due to synchronously loading assets. Okay, here is audio. They added new audio for balloons while in air. They reduced the volume of small prop destruction sounds, chairs, beds, fences, etc. They removed reverb from pickaxe swings. They removed outdoor ambient sounds when gliding. Bug fixes. The glider deploy sound no longer plays twice when using glider redeploy. They fixed the glider land and open sounds, ducking the Victory Royale music. They improved music volume when previewing gliders with music while in the lobby. Pirate cannon movement sound no longer stops after sprinting for over 10 seconds, and they fixed looping balloon pop sound after going through a rift. So none of the audio fixes I wanted are in here. They did do some audio fixes. It seems like ever since Season 8 started and they did the original audio fixes for that, still, guns are deafening loud, and the I am able to tell when somebody is above me or below me a little bit easier now, but a lot of times I cannot hear somebody when they're next to me. They said they were fixing an issue where, you know, they would make walls sound different and make a louder sound when somebody was breaking in from behind you, so you'd be able to tell that somebody broke in from behind you. But the problem is, lately, I have not been able to tell when somebody is even close to me, no matter what direction they're coming from. It seems like this audio has actually gotten worse, where before, you know, you could tell when a player was getting close from a little bit farther away. Now, a lot of times, I will not know a player is there. They will only be, like, maybe, like, two floors away from me. If you were to place down two floors, they might only be like two floors away from me, and I don't hear them. And then next thing I know, and this could be out in the open, nothing even, you know, no sort of structures or walls anywhere that would be blocking any sound. They would just be out in the open running around on the ground, and next thing you know, if somebody's right there next to you and you didn't hear them coming. So hopefully that is something that they're going to be working on. I know that's a lot of people have been having a problem with that issue where you can't hear somebody until they're practically right up on you. So hopefully they'll be working on that soon. Let's get to the UI. For user interface, the key bindings, the keyboard bindings are now categories to make finding actions you want to rebind a lot easier. The marker system, they added hover details for in-world markers. Actions a player's take on marker will appear in these details. Marker details will appear when the reticule is placed over the marker. You can now mark vehicles and found consumables such as apples. They rework display of item markers to increase readability across all platforms. Items will display as a large icon for a short time when first marked, and will reduce in size when the player aims near the location. Markers are now sorted by distance. They reduce the screen size of squad waypoint markers to reduce view obstruction. The minimap markers updated to match in-world markers. On keyboards, there is now a keybind option to specify a dedicated key for placing a danger marker. The double-clicking the ping button to place a danger marker is no longer blocked by items on the ground. You can now ping while riding in the vehicle reliably. You can now mark while bush. So this was something that I experienced problems with. While you were in a legendary bush, you would try to mark something for your teammates, and instead of marking the item that you were trying to aim at, it would just mark the bush that you were standing in, so that you couldn't mark anything. Please continue to let us know what improvements you would like to see for the marker system. For squad nameplates and team arrows now become more transparent when aiming down sights. They restore the ability to view all of your current challenges while in a match. Wrap things up in a hurry. You can now apply a wrap to all slots by choosing apply to all when picking a wrap in the locker. They enabled camera control on some reward types and viewing challenges. Challenge info panel in the lobby now defaults to party assist while you are in a party. For bug fixes, the Lux bundle is now displayed in the challenge screen along with the Blackheart and Hybrid bundles. Wraps are now previewed on the highest resolution version of the vehicle or weapon in the lobby. They fixed an issue on consoles where you couldn't select party assist for the last challenge in a bundle. They fixed an issue where the next stage of a challenge was not automatically set to party assist. Fixed an issue where the animation and sound effects would play twice when selecting challenges on a controller. Fixed an issue where scrolling the mouse with the mouse in the challenge screen would sometimes jump around unexpectedly. For the replay, they added bus paths to the minimap. For mobile notes, they introduced an auto fire tuning feature to allow adjustments per weapon. This was done previously for other weapons, but we've now added this for pistols. They added occlusion to footsteps on Android, improved the quality of some sound effects on mobile and Switch. For bug fixes, they fix an issue with the shoot button getting stuck in continuous fire loop or being unable to fire without being able to reset. Fix an issue that caused touch players to need a more specific crosshair location to interact with this button, with the use button. Fix turbo build not starting when going from edit to build mode with the input held. Fix left trigger action getting stuck when using a balloon. When using a Bluetooth controller, fixed weapon stats on the inventory panel for mobile. They fix auto run not fully sprinting if sprint by default for controller is set to off on mobile. They fix build mode being exited if a build piece is selected before releasing the build combat mode button. Fix dragging an item off the hotbar triggering use actions on mobile. Fix throwable items trajectory line persisting when a player is driving different vehicles on mobile. Guys, that is all of our Battle Royale patch notes. So again, it was a long one. They did have a lot to get to there. We got through it. A lot of really fun, interesting stuff in there, especially the gauntlet test events. I liked playing the gauntlet. I like that it's open 24 hours, so I actually get a chance to participate in them. I'm hoping that I can qualify for the finals again, just like I did in last one, and I'm hoping that I can actually play in the solos one this time. Definitely hoping I can play in the duos one this time. That way I can play with Bob again, and hopefully we can get in those finals again and place in the finals and try to improve on what we did last time. So that is very fun and exciting. Let's see here, guys. Let's go over what we have in the item shop, which is still the same as last night, but just in case you didn't miss or just in case you didn't listen to that episode. So in the item shop, we have the Vertex outfit, the Forerunner glider, the Razor Edge harvesting tool, the Snowfoot outfit, the Snowstrike outfit, the Snowblades glider, the inverted blade harvesting tool, the Breakin' emote, the Scoundrel outfit, the Living Large emote, the Gumdrop glider, the Chromium outfit, and the Icebreaker harvesting tool. That's your item shop, guys. If you can get any items, I do have a creator code you can use, MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY. It does help support the show, and I really appreciate all the support you guys give. Let's see here. That's going to be the episode for today, guys. The only tip I really have for you is go find a duo partner so you can play in these gauntlet events and the duos. Go play some of those solos. It's really fun. So try them out. You know, test yourself. Great way event. There's, you know, you got really nothing to lose. There's no penalty in trying. If you don't qualify, then hey, you don't qualify. But if you somehow qualify to get into the finals and then qualify into round two of the finals, you know, there's $100,000 that they're going to give away. So might as well try, right? Other than that, guys, head over to the Daily Fortnite Discord. Follow me over on Twitch and YouTube. Rate, review, and subscribe, or on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. We have a couple of reviews today who left 5-star ratings and written reviews for a shout-out. This one comes from Jimmy Butler, T-Wolves, titled Awesome, 5 stars, of course. Title, and it reads, love it. A whole bunch of hearts and pickaxes there. This one comes from TSR Blobfish, 5-star rating, titled Amazing Podcast. I listen to this podcast every night. It is one of my main sources of Fortnite info. It is very well done, professional, and it is enjoyable to listen to. Thanks for making this amazing show. Well, thank you, TSR Blobfish, for that amazing review. Thank you guys so much for leaving those reviews. We're continuing to go up in reviews there, even just the 5-star rating. Just hit that 5-star rating for me if you are listening into Apple Podcasts or iTunes. I really appreciate it, and that actually helps out the show as well, just find more listeners. That's it, guys. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.